At their Monday night meeting, Urbana City Council members condemned the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Then they heard roughly 2 hours of criticism about an arrest made by Urbana police in April. Critics say Urbana police wouldn't have wrestled and body slammed 21-year-old Aleya Lewis during her April 10th arrest if she had been white. They showered the Urbana City Council's online meeting on Monday with Zoom calls and emails demanding that charges against her be dropped and the arresting officers be placed on leave during an outside investigation, which Mayor Diane Marlin announced last month. On Monday night, she said the city was close to choosing an outside firm.
This firm will also be doing direct stakeholder engagement, so it means they will be talking directly to members of the community. You know, how that all is going to work hasn't been defined yet, but that was an important part of selecting a firm who could do that.
Alderman Jared Miller wants to go further, with one or more special counsel meetings on the city's police operations with an emphasis on community input. Miller says a ruling on one controversial arrest isn't enough.
If the independent investigation finds that Officer Cervantes and Officer Russ acted inappropriately in that situation, it's not going to solve the issue of the systemic problems that led to why they felt that it was okay to do what they did during that arrest.
Miller wants to hold the special meeting on police operations this month. Mayor Marlin says that could be difficult because the City Council's June agenda is already filled with budget and other can't-wait items. Meanwhile, the agenda for a special City Council meeting tonight includes a report from Urbana's Citizens Police Review Board, which has been criticized by some as ineffective. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.